Chapter 51. Counsel to Children.
Children and youth should begin early to seek God, for early habits and impressions will frequently exert a powerful influence upon the life and character. Therefore, the youth who would be like Samuel, John, and especially like Christ, must be faithful in the things which are least, turning away from the companions who plan evil and who think that their life in the world is to be one of pleasure and selfish indulgence. Many of the little home duties are overlooked as of no consequence, but if the small things are neglected, the larger duties will be also. You want to be whole men and women, with pure, sound, noble characters. Begin the work at home. Take up the little duties and do them with thoroughness and exactness. When the Lord sees you are faithful in that which is least, He will entrust you with larger responsibilities. Be careful how you build and what kind of material you put into the building. The characters you are now forming will be lasting as eternity. Let Jesus take possession of your mind, your heart, and your affections, and work as Christ worked, doing conscientiously the home duties, little acts of self-denial, and deeds of kindness, employing the moments diligently, keeping a careful watch against little sins, and a grateful heart for little blessings. And you will have at last such a testimony for yourself as was given of John and of Samuel and especially of Christ. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. The Lord says to the young, "My son, give me thine heart." The Savior of the world loves to have children and youth give their hearts to Him. There may be a large army of children who shall be found faithful to God because they walk in the light as Christ is in the light. They will love the Lord Jesus, and it will be their delight to please Him. They will not be impatient if reproved, but will make glad the heart of father and mother by their kindness, their patience, their willingness to do all they can in helping to bear the burdens of daily life. Through childhood and youth, they will be found faithful disciples of our Lord. Watch and pray, and obtain a personal experience in the things of God. Your parents may teach you. They may try to guide your feet into safe paths, but it is impossible for them to change your heart. You must give your heart to Jesus and walk in the precious light of truth that He has given you. Faithfully take up your duties in the home life, and through the grace of God, you may grow up unto the full stature of what Christ would have a child grow to be in Him. The fact that your parents keep the Sabbath and obey the truth will not ensure your salvation. For though Noah and Job and Daniel were in the land, "As I live, saith the Lord God, they shall neither deliver son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness." In childhood and youth, you may have an experience in the service of God. Do the things that you know to be right. Be obedient to your parents. Listen to their counsels. For if they love and fear God, upon them will be laid the responsibility of educating, disciplining, and training your soul for the immortal life. Thankfully receive the help they want to give you, and make their hearts glad by cheerfully submitting yourselves to the dictates of their wiser judgments. In this way you will honor your parents, glorify God, and become a blessing to those with whom you associate. Fight the battle, children. Remember, every victory places you above the enemy. Children should pray for grace to resist the temptations which will come to them. Temptations to have their own way and to do their own selfish pleasure, as they ask Christ to help them in their life service to be truthful, kind, obedient, and to bear their responsibilities in the family circle, he will hear their simple prayer. Jesus would have the children and the youth come to him with the same confidence with which they go to their parents. As a child asks his mother or father for bread when he is hungry, so the Lord would have you ask him for the things which you need. Jesus knows the needs of children, and he loves to listen to their prayers. Let the children shut out the world and everything that would attract the thoughts from God, and let them feel that they are alone with God, that his eye looks into the inmost heart and reads the desire of the soul, and that they may talk with God. Then, children, ask God to do for you those things which you cannot do for yourselves. Tell Jesus everything. Lay open before him the secrets of your heart, for his eye searches the inmost recesses of the soul, and he reads your thoughts as an open book. When you have asked for the things that are necessary for your soul's good, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Children and youth should be missionaries at home by doing those things that need to be done and that someone must do. You can prove by faithful performance of the little things that seem to you unimportant that you have a true missionary spirit. It is the willingness to do the duties that lie in your path, to relieve your overburdened mother, that will prove you worthy of being entrusted with larger responsibilities. You do not think that washing dishes is pleasant work. Yet, you would not like to be denied the privilege of eating food that has been placed on those dishes. Do you think that it is more pleasant work for your mother to do those things than it is for you? Are you willing to leave what you consider a disagreeable task for your careworn mother to do, while you play the lady? There is sweeping to be done. There are rugs to take up and shake, and the rooms are to be put in order. And while you are neglecting to do these things, is it consistent for you to desire larger responsibilities? Have you considered how many times mother has had to attend to all these household duties while you are excused to attend school or amuse yourself? Many children go about their home duties as though they were disagreeable tasks, and their faces plainly show the disagreeable. They find fault and murmur, and nothing is done willingly. This is not Christ-like. It is the spirit of Satan, and if you cherish it, you will be like him. You will be miserable yourselves, and will make all about you miserable. Do not complain of how much you have to do and how little time you have for amusement, but be thoughtful and caretaking. By employing your time in some useful work, you will be closing a door against Satan's temptations. Remember that Jesus lived not to please himself, and you must be like him. Make this matter one of religious principle, and ask Jesus to help you. By exercising your mind in this direction, you will be preparing to become burden bearers in the cause of God, as you have been caretakers in the home circle. You will have a good influence upon others and may win them to the service of Christ. It is difficult for a loving mother to urge her children to help her when she sees that they have no heart in the work and will frame any and every excuse to get rid of doing a disagreeable task. Children and youth, Christ is looking upon you, and shall he see you neglecting the trust he has put into your hands? If you want to be useful, the opportunity is yours. Your first duty is to help your mother, who has done so much for you. Lift her burdens. Give her pleasant days of rest, for she has had few holidays and very little variety in her life. You have claimed all the pleasure and amusement as your right. But the time has come for you to shed sunshine in the home. Take up your duty. Go right to work. Through your self-denying devotion, give her rest and pleasure. There is now need of men who, like Daniel, will do and dare. A pure heart and a strong, fearless hand are wanted in the world today. God designed that man should be constantly improving, daily reaching a higher point in the scale of excellence. He will help us if we will seek to help ourselves. Our hope of happiness in two worlds depends upon our improvement in one. Dear youth, God calls upon you to do a work which through his grace you can do. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Stand forth in your God-given manhood and womanhood. Show a purity of tastes, appetite, and habits that bear comparison with Daniel's. God will reward you with calm nerves, a clear brain, an unimpaired judgment, keen perceptions. The youth of today, whose principles are firm and unwavering, will be blessed with health of body, mind, and soul. The youth are now deciding their own eternal destiny. And I would appeal to you to consider the commandment to which God has annexed such a promise, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Children, do you desire eternal life? Then respect and honor your parents. Do not wound and grieve their hearts, and cause them to spend sleepless nights in anxiety and distress over your case. If you have sinned in not rendering love and obedience to them, begin now to redeem the past. You cannot afford to take any other course, for it means to you the loss of eternal life.